Delmar Breland.
The U.S. Navy.
The note that Breland wrote.
The history of his attempts to warn.
Extradite him to the United States.
CSIS, the RCMP, the FBI.
Delmar Mike Breland.
Delmar Mike Breland.
The U.S. Navy officer who wrote a written warning of the 9/11 attack.
The World Trade Center, the Pentagon, the White House, Sears Towers, the Parliament Building, the World Bank. Let one happen, stop the rest.
Let one happen and stop the rest.
Brown recluse.
Spider. Specific kind of poison. The target.
I entered the Navy in July of 84. I was with the U.S. military for 17 years.
Supposedly in the service for only 4 months. In a role of being an undercover operative.
The guy was discharged in 1986.
Discharged for unsatisfactory performance.
They want you, they want you, they want you as a new recruit. They want you, they want you, they want you as a new recruit.
If you like adventure, don't you wait to enter the recruiting office fast.
Intelligence operative.
Don't you hesitate, there is no need to wait. The signing up will seem fast.
Naval intelligence.
Russian.
For I'm sure there will be always the good Navy protecting the land and sea.
In the Navy.
Yes, you can sail the seven seas.
In the Navy.
Yes, you can put your mind at ease.
In the Navy.
Come on, people, and make a stand.
In the Navy.
Can't you see we need a hand?
In the Navy.
Come on, protect the motherland.
In the Navy.
Come on and join your
not the least of which is the fact that the U.S. Navy has submitted documents indicating that he has in excess of a 1,200-page service record.
They want you, they want you, they want you as a new recruit. They want you, they want you, they want you as a new recruit.
I was sent to Moscow to pick up a weapons defense design. I went to Moscow from Sudbury.
From Sudbury?
Yes. We inserted schematic boards for, hypothetically, a Sony PlayStation. Completely screwed the entire design up. Someone had contacted the Department of the Navy today and asked them about me, and today their position is that I have never been in the military at all.
There's a lot of press stories showing that he has a detailed criminal background, but on closer examination, one finds very few convictions to back up any of those stories.
My first biggest sale at the store was to an eccentric mid-30s, early-30s fellow, kind of hyper, and you could just tell that he came from a wealthy family. You have to understand that he is probably one of the smoothest, most intelligent people I've ever run across. No, he changed his name. So I also made the manager go out to the parking lot and copy down his license plate number, but that was to no avail because that was a rented stolen car.
At what point did you realize you'd been ripped off?
Delmar is a computer genius and definitely mechanically inclined. He has an extensive record here in the States.
$40,000 worth of furniture. That's a lot of furniture.
This is what his lawyers are trying to do, which is to get people to come forward and say, Mike Breland ripped me off. And to my knowledge, there has been no such victim identified. I could be wrong.
Where can you find pleasure? Search the world for treasure. Learn science, technology.
Bastion, now dead.
When can you learn to fly, play in sports or skin dive, study oceanography?
And he said if he's dead, he was murdered.
Stand up for the big man or sit in the grandstand when your team and others meet.
In the Navy,
yes, you can sail the seven seas.
In the Navy,
yes, you can put your mind at ease.
Yeah.